Okay, my name is Kirsten Pomfret. I'm 16 years old, and today is November 25th, 2018. I'm speaking with Mary Pomfret, who is my grandma, and we are recording this interview in Avonmore, Pennsylvania. So can you tell me a little bit about your childhood?
I grew up on a farm. I had three brothers. My dad was a farmer, my mom was a school teacher. I went to a one-room schoolhouse for 6 years. And then I went to a school in town. I liked cooking, so my mother would work out in the garden and she would tell me to fix the meals, which I enjoyed. I did laundry at a young age, with a wringer washer, clothesline. That's about it.
What were you like as a child?
I was very friendly. I liked people. I was always saying hello. I was the oldest. I was a happy person.
Yes. Tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life while you were growing up.
My mother was the big impact in my life. My father died and was buried the first day of my senior year in high school. And up until then, he had been sick for a few years with cancer. And I more or less had to grow up fast. My mother always told me, you don't have to go and get a real big education, but get something that if something would happen to your husband, that you would be able to at least support your family. And that stuck with me throughout life. It has always been on my mind. And I went into nurses training. I was an LPN. Didn't make a lot of money, but I enjoyed my work. And then I had my family, and that was it.
What were your most vivid memories of school?
My vivid memories of school was being in a one-room schoolhouse with maybe two kids in each class, for each grade up until fourth grade. Then we had about four. My first year in seventh grade, I was actually in a high school or middle school, and I had no idea what was going on because I was so used to being in a one room. Mm-hmm. And I cherish those memories because nowadays people don't realize what they have, the schooling that they have. We did learn, the teachers worked with us individually when needed, and if we had to stay after school, they were there, and I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school?
I basically, when I was off from school in the summer, I would, we had a garden, we had a farm, we attended church on a regular basis, and we had a lot of church activities. I worked in the fields, rode the thrashing machine with my brother, did yard work. Like I said, I liked to cook, and we would go swimming, have swimming parties and campfires. Our church group would come out, we'd have hay rides. That was my summer.
Who would you say was your closest sibling growing up?
My closest sibling growing up was my brother John, who was 18 months younger than I was. And he and I were very, very close. We did a lot of things. If he drove the tractor, I was usually riding whatever he was pulling. If it was a thrashing machine, a hay wagon, whatever, I was with him. And he died at he was only in his 50s, And it was really hard on me because we were close. I could call him and talk to him, and he'd give me advice and vice versa. And our families grew up real close together.
What job did you have when you were a teenager?
I helped my uncle and aunt clean the schoolhouse. I made 50 cents a week. And I would clean for her on the weekends. And, of course, clean at home for my mom. And that was it.
Did you do anything with the money you earned, or did you?
I would save my money, and my closest buddy, my brother, would borrow it from me, saying he would repay me. And I very seldom saw the repay, but I never held a grudge.
What job do you currently hold?
At the present time, I am with my husband and my son. We have a store of our own, and I more or less am present. I don't do electronics with the store, but I like to decorate, and I keep things moving around and try to keep it orderly.
What jobs have you held in the past?
I was an LPN. For 15 years at a nursing home. Before that, when I was in high school, right after I graduated, I worked at a home for unwed mothers and babies. Then I went into nursing, worked a nursing home, and we took over the store, and I've been there for 40 years.
Thinking of all the jobs you've held, what's your most favorite?
I enjoyed nursing.
What'd you like about it?
I loved the people. I worked a lot with Alzheimer's, and I just enjoyed them. It was a thrill to go in and just know that you were taking care of someone, and the look in their eyes, because they would, if they recognized us or not, they were always happy to see someone.
Tell me something about your parents.
My mother and dad were, my mother, of course, was a teacher, my dad a farmer. They were very loving. We were all treated basically equal. We attended church on a regular basis, and we joined several other. We were in the Grange, and I just remember my mom and dad as, I don't remember ever having a, I don't think my dad ever swore. And my mom, I don't think she ever did. And it was just a good atmosphere that I grew up in.
Yeah. Do you have any fun memories of them?
Yeah, growing up, I enjoyed them. My dad, seemed like he worked all the time, but yet he took time in the evenings to read to us. We had no television, and we played a lot of games. And my mom she would join in too, so.
Yeah. What kind of games did you play?
We played checkers. We played Old Maids. We had a couple of the beanbag tosses, mm-hmm. and we made up a lot of things, you know.
Share with me the story of how you and Pappy met.
I met my husband. I was a nurse at Passavant Hospital in Pittsburgh, and his dad was a patient, and he kept telling me he had a son that he wishes I could meet. And I said, okay, you men and your sons, that's all I hear, and I never get to see them. And lo and behold, he came in one evening to visit his dad, and I thought he was just a kid. And I told his dad, and he says, no, he's been out of school a couple of years. And I went, oh, and that's how we met.
What was your wedding like?
It was a family, a few friends. We had my aunt, John, my husband's aunt and aunts did the cooking for it. We had it at a, we were married in the Catholic Church in Lower Borough. We had a reception at the, one of the clubs in New Kensington, and it was just family and close friends, and very simple.
Mm-hmm. Did you go anywhere for a honeymoon?
We went to Niagara Falls for a honeymoon, and up in the Poconos.
Was that fun?
It was nice. We enjoyed ourselves.
What was my dad like when he was growing up?
Well, I had had, your dad was my fourth son. I had three boys ahead of him, and they were close in age, which was like triplets. And then there was this gap, and I had this beautiful, almost 10-pound child. And I enjoyed him because he was the youngest, and I had enough time to actually spend with him. And he was a good child. He was he would be entertained by the boys all mm-hmm. the time, and he had good friends, and they would play, and he was just a joy to raise.
Do you have any favorite stories of him?
There have been a lot of fun times, and I remember when he was little, he would play with his buddies across the alley, and they would always come in my yard and dig, and they had their fun. And then when he went into baseball playing, he was a pitcher, and a very good pitcher, and some of the women at the parents would say that he was older than what he was, and I got fired up one day at a game, and I stood up and I said, I know how old he is. He's my son. And they all calmed down, and that was it after that.
How are my uncles growing up?
Your uncles were, the oldest was, he was good. Didn't cause me any problems. He was more of the type to draw. He did a lot of drawing. My second boy, Doug, was a college material. He studied and studied. And my third boy was Patrick. He was a little on the ornery side. He didn't care too much about school, but he got through it. Mm-hmm. And that's how they were.
Would you be willing to share a happy or sad memory with me about anything in your life?
I can share a sad memory. Was when I was a senior, or when I was 17 years old. I went into my senior year, and of course my father passed away on his 52nd birthday. And it was the first day of my senior year in high school. And I was like a honor roll student, and that year was tough. I really had to work to keep my grades up, and the desire was not there, but I knew that what he wanted me to do in life. And I'm gonna say that was probably the most traumatic thing mm-hmm. for me.
What elections stand out to you in your mind?
Oh boy. I'm going to say the election that stands out in my mind was Trump, because of the fact that I knew we needed some change, and it didn't seem like it was going the right direction, and we needed somebody in there, and he seemed to be the man to do it.
Mm-hmm. What are your favorite family holidays?
My favorite family holidays, Thanksgiving is number one. I love Easter. I like Christmas, but it's so overdone.
Yeah.
I just wish it could be more like Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. What do you like most about Thanksgiving?
Family, food, just to get together.
Yeah. When you were growing up, what role did religion play in your life?
The role in religion was very prominent in my life. I was in youth groups. We had many functions and activities. I was in the choir at church. We had Christian Endeavor and we had Youth for Christ. And we would travel. We had a group of young people that I'm still friends with. And it's always been a good thing that I can remember and know that we had fun.
What important lessons have your religion taught you?
The 12 commandments are a big thing. Respecting, keeping God as the center of your life.
Can you share some lessons you've learned in life?
Well, I've lived in a world of boys. I have having three brothers and then four sons, and I've learned to hold my own. I know what work is. I don't know.
Do you have any funny stories of where you work right now?
Where I work right now, every day is different. I hear jokes. I hear sometimes tales that you know aren't true. And I enjoy it. I mean, I enjoy people, and some of them, you know, are just off the wall. Some of them are very sincere. I don't know.
Would you say there's a customer that has come in that has the most impact on your life?
Yes, there is. He has a very impact on my life because he has a big mouth and he's real loud. And I'm very glad when he walks out the door.
How did you find out that you were going to be a mother?
Well, let me see. How did I find out?
What was your reaction to it? Were you excited?
I was really happy. I was 21, 22, and I took on the responsibility, you know, and I was thrilled. I know my mother-in-law and father-in-law and my mom were all happy, and they were a big impact on helping, you know, helping with the baby.
Who is your best friend growing up?
My best friend growing up was a girl named Sylvia, and she still is my best friend. And I also have a couple others, and they are still living, and we are always talking. We're good friends.
What fun things would you do, like, with your friends?
We would go swimming, hiking, Sometimes we would stay over at their place, and being there was no television, coloring books were big. So we would see who could color the most pages. Mm-hmm. We made our own paper dolls, and we used to color and cut pictures out of the magazines and dress them up, and that was our fun time.
Of all the family members you've either known or heard stories about, who do you think lived the most interesting life?
The most interesting life. Probably my brother Larry, because he seems to have had the most interesting things going on in his life, and his kids have kept him very entertained throughout life. I'm going to say my brother Larry.
Is there any of those stories you'd like to share that makes him so interesting?
No, not really.
Are you still close with all your siblings today?
I only have one sibling left, and yes, I am close to him, really.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
If I could go back and relive my teenage years, yes, I would. Because when I see what's going on in today's world, I am so happy I grew up when I did.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about growing up then compared to now?
We didn't seem to have to worry about things going on. Maybe things did go on, but we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, everything is so, to me, it's so cruel. I just don't understand why things like what's going on, it has to go on. Because mm-hmm. it seems like we grew up in a much calmer atmosphere.
Did you like going to school?
I love school.
What did you like most about it?
Just being around, studying, learning new things, meeting new friends. I loved activities. I was in a band. We went to nothing like what they do now, but we used to go to all, of course, the football games, and that was the big thing when I went to school with the band, was the football games.
So were you just in regular band, or did you do, like, marching band?
I was in marching band, and I was in a chorus.
What did you play in marching band?
Trumpet. I had an old beat-up trumpet.
When you were younger, what was your, like, dream job?
My dream job. My dream job was being a nurse. I always had that in my mind, and even though I was squeamish with blood and anything that was a bad accident or anything, but somehow I got through nurse's training.
If you could choose any career now, what would you pick? Would it be nursing still?
I think I would still take nursing because I enjoyed taking care of people.
Yeah. What is who's one of the most important people in your life right now?
Most important person in my life right now is Pappy. We've raised our kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, and we finally have time to be alone and together, mm-hmm. and it's just nice for quietness, comfort, and I'm just glad that we're still together and have spent 56 years together.
Have you ever had a profound religious experience?
No, I've never had one.
Are there any classic family jokes or stories you'd like to share with me?
At the present time, I cannot think of any. I can't think of any.
Were there any, like, with my dad and uncles growing up, were there any, like, times when they would get in trouble? Remember any stories?
Raising four boys, I never, to my knowledge, but I hear things now that went on, but I was not aware of them at the time, and it was nothing like today's world, and I never had a policeman knock on my door. I never had any like fines or commotions that they caused or anything. But they tell me little stories once in a while, and I said, well, that's history, so I just ignore it.
Were my dad and uncles involved in any activities at school?
Your dad was in softball, and I think he was in golf. And basketball. He was into sports. The other three boys, Patrick, my third boy, was in vo-tech, and he surprised me by being top of the class because everything else was the bottom of the class. Mm-hmm. And Doug and John, John did vo-tech in architecture, and Douglas was just my basically studious one.
Mm-hmm.
That was about it.
Are you proud of how you raised them?
I am very proud of how I raised them. I'm proud of their families. I'm proud of how the outcome has been. I have nothing to be ashamed of with raising them.
Do you have any happy memories from their childhoods?
My happiest memory is just having them around. And when I had to go to work at the nursing home, the older boys were all home, still home. And Brian, your dad, was younger. And they really helped me because I had to work the store and then come home and go to work at the nursing home. And they did a lot of things, like they learned to do laundry, to cook, clean. And we just worked it out, and everything was, to my knowledge, good.
Mm-hmm. Did they always get along?
They had their squabbles, but then again, they played a lot together, and they didn't have a lot of toys, so they did play a lot together, and that I think their ages being so close that they didn't get into the big fights. So yeah.
Where did they grow up?
They grew up in Arnold, Pennsylvania, in town, and we were right behind the schoolhouse. We had a playground, which they played a lot of basketball and tennis and different things there.
Is there any lessons that working has taught with you?
Well, I found out that the more you work, the better off you are, because you don't have idle time. I'm not a TV watcher. I enjoy being busy, and that's why I worked a couple jobs at once, because it just kept, that's the way I was raised, and I enjoyed it.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what you're like?
I grew up in Avonmore, or in Kiske Township, where I'm living now. And it was just a big farm. I had aunts and uncles around me the whole time. And I had a grandma who was an invalid. And I lived in the house with her and my aunt. And it taught us to respect people, because we had to be quiet. And it just taught me respect.
Well, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you for...
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.